Yes?
Postmaster General 2190.
What are you reaching compromise there?
Well, look, the question, remember, was this 40 million. He asked for 60, we've given him 20. Now, our instructions from you was to try to get together with him on that 40.
We all agreed on 40.
No, we haven't agreed on anything. Not yet. We still haven't talked, but we know that on your instructions, we've got to get together and split that 40 somehow.
Why can't we get it out of order all up, not to fill in vacancies?
You couldn't do this in the post office.
Well, I mean, I'd sure try to do that. Let's see what an order like automobiles now. General?
I've got this budget in again, and they just said that if you just give us Christmas present work day and night, you could squeeze that down to where that 20 million would do it. Now, you don't think you can?
Well, I think the problem is I tried to...
What we got, we're having our employees increased, and you got 5,000 of the 7,000. We're trying to say we got less employees next year than we had this year. And the fence has got them, and state's got them, and interior's got them, and agriculture's got them. And of course we got a little increased volume, but God Almighty, if we could reward them and appeal to them, and for new ideas, new suggestions, and new machines, and even if we delayed the mail a little bit, it would sure, they're just going to remember us by one budget, and then next year, well, we can do something about it. But if we don't get elected, we're not going to be here.
Well, I agree.
And I just got to have some real pruning, some real cooperation. Now, that's number one. You think about it. I've got a man for that. Assistant Postmaster General that I want very much, has been associated with me for many years, and I want you to give me some reasons why you can't take him, Tyler Abel.
Tyler, I know Tyler. I don't know him real well. As a matter of fact, he's been on the road quite a bit.
He's young. He's head of the law review at school. He's able. He's been very close to us. He's a hard worker. He knows nothing about it. And I'm supposed to be an old man, and I've got this Kennedy Young image around here with 24-year-olds and 28-years-old, and the Dick Goodwins and the Bill Moyers and all of them. And they say, now I'm going back to the old political type based on who they are and where they are. And how many political friends I got, and I'd just like to pick him right out of working for the department and move him up, and you look at his record and see if you can't get me a recommendation over here.
Okay, I'll take a good look at it.
And I
appreciate these are your appointments, Mr. President, and the only time I'll ever raise it if I feel it's...
I know it. I believe he's honest. Mr. Rayburn used to say, why did Texas have the best delegation to Congress? Said, we pick them honest, we send them there, and we keep them there. Now, he's young and he's honest, and he's in the department, and he's older than I was when I came to Congress.
Everything I know about him, he's a very brave guy. And
he's carried a little handicap. He's had his dad-in-law, Drew Pearson, but he's married. His daddy is this fellow Abel of the Baltimore Sun. They run the best paper in this country. And there are a lot of reasons why we ought to have him, and I'd like to give it to him as Christmas present and announce it maybe at the ranch. And you just look up his record, get me one sheet on his background, and if you can, recommend it over here today, and then we'll do something else for our other friend.
Okay, we'll do.
Now, you get a hold of Gordon and see what y'all can do on these employees and on the amount, because I wouldn't mind going up there in December to give you a few more employees. You see what they're doing? They're making me put $500 million in here for a pay raise.
Uh-huh.
And that's largely because of the pressure of these damn postal unions.
Well, the one...
And if I could do it, I wouldn't mind going up in December after we get the election behind us and giving you a little supplemental. But you got to understand there's some bookkeeping here and accounting, and we can't say that. But if you could just squeeze it out of them and go around the country and have some meetings and say you're going to get by on less than you had last year, and even though the volume's way up, that you're going to be the management expert here, it would just help us, because you got 5,000 of those 7,000 jobs.
Well,
and
right.
We've got a total of, I don't know how many jobs. Give me the total jobs at, Walter, the total jobs in the federal government. We got 2,529,000, and we're going to have 7,000 more out of 2,529,000. Of those 7,000, you have 5,000.
Now the only thing that I want to avoid, we've got these postal unions who are very active. We got 35,000 installations around the country, and I don't want to be in a position
I agree.
I have to cut that service in 1964 either, because this could get back better than, more than a few thousand dollars.
It might do that, but I rather think the people are wondering about these extra employees. And if we could ever say that we got fewer employees this year than we had last year, even though you're going to have to deny your service a little bit, and what I think you could do, you could come in for a little supplemental if you had to.
The supplemental, there's a law on the books which provides that we've got to start in the first quarter. Unless the volume changes, or unless something that I could not anticipate changes, I cannot legally come in for supplemental.
All right, then what I'd do is find some way that I could squeeze these down, or can't you... Why can't you make a recommendation to us, and based on that recommendation, why can't we reduce your transportation some too, as well as jobs? By recommendation, we have some competitive bids on these damn.
You know what happens though. Now we've got one down in Boggs' district for competitive bids, and we've got Boggs on our back on this. I mean, these guys react on this sort of thing.
Well, of course they do, but we got to run the thing financially.
I'm willing, but I just want you to be aware that we're going to get some reaction.
All right, now, why is he reacting?
Well, because this would be taking off the railroad and putting it on trucking.
If
it comes off the railroads, then the railroads are very often just looking for an excuse to quit the passenger service. And they say, well, if we lose this mail volume, we quit the pack.
Well, let's see how much we could save, though, by doing some of that. Anyway, you take that department and you get it down to the very minimum. We got a monopoly, and I know we have a problem with the rates, but anybody that can't operate a monopoly at a profit, by God, we got some serious problems.
Well, that's right.
If you give me a monopoly, I'll operate at a profit. I guarantee you that. But what you get with Gordon and see how we can get those down where you can be like a defense department. They got 1 million employees. Hell, they got more problems in Vietnam than they ever had. They got 19,000 out there. They got more in Latin America than they ever had. Yet they're cutting their personnel. State Department has got more their problem. They're cutting theirs. Now I've got every department in here, and out of the 7,000 increase, 5 of them in
Gordon.
No, you got 5,000.
5,007. Right?
And I don't think you want to be explaining that you just goes and got some extra packages. I don't know why in the hell you don't insist that they increase that partial post rate and get that 80 million that you can get.
Well, that's up. I've fought that.